the studio, I've got Jared. Morning, Jared.
Morning, Aaron. Morning, everybody. How is everyone?
So Jared is the organizer on the ground for everything that's happening with the rally today. Everything?
Everything.
If it goes wrong, it's you that they complain to.
Yes.
Yeah. Put it mildly. Yep.
Well, thank you for coming in. I can see things being set up like across the road. Is that like going to be a presentation area across there at the club?
Yeah, so what we've got there is Repco, who are the major sponsor. So they are doing some activations and some things just to teach the community around rally and around what it is. And equally, we've got some merchandise tents going in. We've got a band going in at the hotel later this afternoon. We've got, just the road actually closes at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. So my car's just parked here beside the town hall. Should I get that out before 10 or can
I
get out?
Yes, you should get it out before 10 o'clock.
Okay, all right. We'll do that a bit later. So what else is – oh, there's a big screen. I just saw a truck come through before, the monster screen.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So the monster screen's going to go in the middle of the roundabout outside the hotel, so Wainui Street there, and it will sit there for the day doing live feeds and other bits and pieces out of the rally, out of Whanga Coast and out of Te Akau.
It doesn't mind the rain?
No, not at all. No.
That's good.
Amazing.
And I see we've got our local popcorn guy setting up across the road.
Yes.
Are there other things happening in town as well?
So there's a band playing at the end of the going to be outside the hotel. Just little bits of activations in the street. Obviously the the hospitality places are all go. It's going to be a hive of activity in the next few hours. Rally cars will be in sort of 5 minutes to one. Will be the first rally car into the main street.
Okay, right.
That'll be here for 40 minutes as it stops in the middle of the day, and then they head back out. They do a quick tyre change in Wainui Street. That's why Wainui Street, the 100 or 200 metres from the roundabout to the other roundabout, is closed. So the cars will roll into there. They'll just check tyres and everything like that, and then the next thing, they'll be out the door and gone again.
So that's a chance for people who want to see the cars to come down and have a look at them around lunchtime.
Yeah, for sure. So Rally New Zealand hasn't been here for 10 years, and equally the type of cars that are involved in the rally now are certainly much more different than what we've had previously. You're seeing some hybrid cars coming in. We saw the first electric car go through last night at the Domain.
So there's no separate classification for electric cars?
As far as
rallying is concerned?
Yeah, no, there isn't at the moment. They're still heavily developing the electric cars. So everything you see today of the WRC stuff is all hybrid. But look, I just want to thank the Raglan community, especially. Like, you guys have been really awesome. We know that we are blocking your main street for the day, I know that causes grief, but we really do appreciate everything that's going on, and certainly bringing this multiple motorsport event to your local community is a real privilege, and we have lots of people from overseas talk about Whanga Coast and just how awesome that trip is out there. And certainly there's a lot of people sitting out there now in the rain watching the rally cars about to come through.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, how many people do you get following the rally round? Like, do you get some people who like it's the Grateful Dead and they follow them the entire tour? And
yeah, they do. Yeah. We have people that left Auckland at 4 a.m. this morning to get themselves into Whanga Coast and into a good spot to watch it. They'll sit there all day in the rain and finish it when they come out.
Well, hopefully they'll come into town after that. And
fingers crossed they do too.
Enjoy that. There is lots of great hospitality here, actually. That's like, it's the sort of town that has one shop that will share different tasks for the community, to serve the community, and then there's about 20 restaurants and bars and things. So, yeah, it should be all good for visitors. Yep. The weather too, like, I know the weather, like, people like those helicopter shots of the spectacular coast, but even now it still looks like the West Coast still looks really I'm just trying to pick up an image of the surf cam. It was still, even in the rain, it looks dramatic.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's one of the most, when you go overseas and things like that. So we've just had some of our teams in other rallies of the world, and one of the tables in Portugal, which is where all the teams sat, was named after specific, iconic stages of the World Rally Circuit.
Yeah.
And New Zealand's was Whanga Coast. The drivers love the fact that it, equally the scenery is just magic, but equally the road is traditional. It's gravel. It's dirty. It's nice, and it's and I guess from a rally perspective, it is a really, really great driving road. Sebastian Ogier, former world champion. If you know, many years ago, he lost his title coming out of Whanga Coast. He spun. He's actually back this year for redemption.
Is he? Is he going to get it? What is redemption involved? Does he have to win to get fully redeemed in his own eyes?
I would think so. Yeah, I would think he would definitely want to win today, or at least come out in first. Look, there's a lot going on, but you know we really do appreciate everyone's support from the community. It's been a really great. I've connected with a lot of people locally in the community and just talked through all sorts of bits and pieces. But, you know, the general hospitality from everyone has been marvellous. So thank you, everyone. We really do appreciate it.
And so where are the cars? Like, you talked about them coming in around 1,
mm-hmm.
But where are they like right now?
Yeah, so they're on the Whanga Coast. They're about to start 8:30 as the first car through. That car will then come through. We'll do the two stages at Te Akau. So Te Akau South, Te Akau North, and then they'll come into Raglan. And then they'll go back out and do that exactly same trip again.
Oh, okay.
For the afternoon and then head away.
So we're going to see them crossing State Highway 23,
yes.
Getting around that way.
Correct.
Non-stop. How many cars are there?
There's 82, I think, in the
82.
List, I think.
So, okay, yep. Right. Yep. Oh, yep. We're definitely going to see them round.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, and I guess it's, you know, for people that are going out to the stages and that, we kind of say if you're going to do Whanga Coast, you know, come in after that first stage, come into Raglan, support the local community, have some lunch, relax, get yourself back out, perhaps to the Whanga Coast again for the second half, and then come in for the afternoon and enjoy it.
So people, if they want to see it, actually, they have to get there during non-racing times, obviously. Can they? How do they do that?
Yeah, so I guess the earlier into the stages, before those stages start, is the best. I mean, the parking and everything out there is pretty limited to be able to walk in. There will be a bit of a hike, so please make sure you've got some comfortable shoes, but equally some ones that you're not going to ruin in the rain.
It is a hike out there for sure.
Yeah, but equally try not to do Te Akau and Whanga on the same day. The traffic between those two stages will be hectic, and equally, you know, we've got rally cars and other bits and pieces rolling up and down as well. So, you know, try and stick to either doing Te Akau stages or Whanga Coast stage.
Yeah, none of those roads are big, wide, straight roads, so it will get snarled up if there's too many people.
Correct.
For sure, correct. Yeah. And so you're saying that the drivers really like the road, like it's almost like an old-fashioned kind of rally road. Are the roads that they're rallying on quite different overseas, or is it just continual development that's changing things?
Yeah, look, I mean, there are some complete tar seal stages, you know, globally.
Okay.
Most of them are, I mean, you know, they go through deserts and other bits and pieces and stuff in certain stages as well. I think traditional rallying, and as rallying we know it is on a gravel road, and it's nice and windy, and it's... you know, I guess that's the performance. So I guess, you know, New Zealanders look to for their rallying, and you know, and you know, places like Whanga Coast do exactly that, right? They really it's nice and windy. There's some great scenery in the background, but you know, the 40 k's of that stage is just, you know, we have lots and lots of drivers who come out this side of the world just to do that stage. So
right. It's, most of us locals have driven out there a few times, so we know exactly how windy it is. We do it at a much slower speed. Like, what sort of... Like, there's not really any proper what you call straight areas out there.
No.
What sort of speed are they going to be topping out at when they get a chance?
Yeah, so, I mean, most of those cars will top out at sort of between sort of 180 and 200 k's.
That's just frightening.
It is, and some of that stuff.
Do you drive?
No, not at all.
Right.
No, but if.
Are they threatened to take you for a drive?
Yeah, they have. I have actually been a couple of times out in a couple of the cars as a passenger, and you know, by the time you're actually strapped in, by the time you actually, you know, you've got very little movement, even as a passenger, and then this car's doing, you know, 150, 160 k's an hour, and it's sideways, and it's doing a little bit of a drift, and it's, you know, you can feel the gravel and things underneath the car, and it's an amazing experience, and you know, it's neat bringing such a, you know, a global sport to, you know, to Raglan. I think it's a really neat part of the world to be part of, and I can't thank the local people enough. You've been awesome to deal with, so thank you.
So in terms of watching it, aside from you can be at the rally, or you can watch on the big screen that's got the live feed and commentary and stuff on there?
Yeah, so Spark Sport are the hosting of or own the rights to that.
So that's the other place to watch it.
Yeah, so if you've got a Spark Sport account, obviously you can watch it all on there as well.
Yeah.
But CRC Motorsport will do live from Jack's Ridge on Sunday. So that's the final stage. It's a private course in Auckland that'll go live as well. But today, yeah, look, it's you know, if you're local and have got the time, come and have a look at the main street. Come and sit with us and have a look at the monster screen and watch it all and just absorb, you know, what is a really, really awesome, you know, sporting event coming to your local community.
And do they make, like when I missed the rugby the other night, I was able to watch a 20-minute highlights package on YouTube. Is there anything like that for people who miss out?
Yeah, look, there is. The footage goes, I can't remember the timeline between the Spark Sport commitment and then it sort of coming on live, right? So yeah. It's a bit of like watching Sky Sport and then Prime a little bit later, right? There is a period of time. I can't remember what that time is between the two, but there will be stages later on today, definitely on YouTube and other things, so you'll be able to watch it.
Okay, yeah, for awesome, sure. Awesome. And the advice generally for spectators, what not to do, what to do around a rally, maybe we should do that, all that kind of safety stuff. And,
yeah, sure. Yeah, look, I mean, like all of the helpers and stuff that are on the stage are volunteers. You know, they're awesome people who equally love rallying and that. Be kind to them. You know, they're good people volunteering their time. Equally listen to them. They are briefed on safety aspects of the rally. You just can't go and stand on a certain corner in a certain space anymore. Those days are gone with health and safety. So there are designated areas for people to stand in each of the stages. Please abide by those. You know, the FIA go through and do pre-runs through it before rally cars do, and they will tell you off and ask you to move. You definitely don't want to be the person that holds up a stage by 5 or 6 minutes by having to be moved off somewhere.
A lot of people get grumpy at you.
They will get grumpy at you.
How close will people get? Like, I imagine there's some areas where you're not in danger. You can actually get quite close to the cars.
Yeah, you can. Yep, you definitely can. And as long as you're, you know, you're on the inside of the track, not the outside of it, you're more likely to be okay to do that. Equally, there are some really neat spectator spots. Dixon Road out at Whanga Coast, it's a beautiful spot to watch. You get probably a good 30, 40 seconds of watching the car going through there. And then equally, there are people situated and tucked up in little roads and everything up on the coast as well, on the road, watching it as well. So they'll be there for the day.
I've got to admit, some people would argue it's a better sport to watch on TV, but obviously some people just like to get right out amongst it, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's different from a traditional track, right? Like, you can go to supercars and go to Pukekohe and stand in one place and watch the whole thing. You know, rallying is all about you move from the left and then you move to the right and then the car kind of disappears from you, right? But there are some real neat spots. You know, even in Tiakau, there's some really good spots where you can stand and watch them come towards you and, you know, obviously disappear up the hill. But more importantly, you can hear the noise up in the forest and stuff and things like that as well, which is cool. So.
Now, the last time I drove out around that area, the corrugations were horrendous. Mm-hmm. But I'm driving at a different speed. Does it even affect the rally cars?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so one of the other things that is part of our rules and regulations of what we do is we actually grade the road, or Filton Hogan go through afterwards and regrade the road, so they put it back to 90% of the time better than what it was when we went through.
There's
it
been
the first
a lot of time. Lot of discussion about that. It has to be at least better.
It will be better.
It will be better. Yeah, okay.
It will be better.
All right.
Yep. We
well, that'll be good actually, because it has been quite bad. But is it? But in terms of the drivers themselves in the rally, those corrugations that drive me nuts when I drive around there, what effect does it have on the rally car at different speeds?
That's why, you know, if you look at a rally car, they've got big suspension, they've got, you know, those little movements that we would have in a normal car are minuscule in a rally car, right? They just, because the suspension in them is so big, it takes that less, you know, that bumping piece out of the road that you'd have in a normal car. So you certainly don't feel it as much, and certainly when you're doing, you know, 150k an hour on it, you certainly skim across the majority of it. So
that's what I thought, because if you drive at exactly the right speed, it starts to amplify itself, like the resonance starts to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
And the rally car should be well beyond that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hey, just tell us about the hybrid vehicles. Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about them to know, but my first guess would have been that they couldn't perform as well as a conventional petrol vehicle, but obviously they must be.
They're incredibly fast. Yep. And, you know, one of the other safety things with it now is, you know, gone are the days of being able to, you know, back in the 60s, the 70s and 80s, you were, you know, a car rolled off the road, you'd be able to run out and two or three of you would be able to bounce the thing back onto the road and stuff. You can't actually do that now with those, with the new cars. They've got lights in the front of the windscreens. Obviously, if a car comes off the road and there is a green light in the front, that means you're able to actually go and help them to put the car back on the road. If it's red, the car is told basically you that there is something wrong with it that could put you in danger from moving the car, and therefore the car is not allowed to be put back on the road.
Okay.
So please, if you do see, if you're out as a spectator and you're watching and, you know, a car does come off the road, just look for the green and red lights, please. If it is red, please just leave the car alone. You're not allowed to go there because obviously the mixture of electricity and petrol in the vehicle can cause all sorts of problems. Mm. And then equally, obviously, if it's got a green light on it, then, you know, you're more than welcome to, you know, if they whistle you across to come and give them a push, right, then you're all good with that.
I imagine that'd be a bit of a highlight for the spectators if they get to do that. But I'm just trying to understand like how the hybrid engine works. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, I mean, it's not like my mother's little Nana car, which is a hybrid, and or is it?
No, not at all. No. mean, they're all hybrid. I mean, you know, if you look at, you know, the hybrid cars of today, which is really what it is. It's about that performance of running a part of the car, you know, at a reasonably lower speed by electric, and then obviously then, by the time the performance of the car comes out, it's obviously kicking it back into petrol. It works exactly the same as an ordinary hybrid vehicle. If you're running your Prius or your Toyota Aqua at the moment, at that low speed, it runs on petrol and then runs on electricity, or the hybrid piece. And then obviously once it starts to perform, and then the engine can't do what the car is asking it to do, right? So then the petrol engine kicks in to be able to give it some more performance. So
there's actually two engines in there?
Yeah, they are. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Right. That's what I was curious about, because I thought otherwise if there was just an engine to charge the electricity, that's a really inefficient way to get the energy to the wheels, and you're not going to be able to race like that.
Correct.
Hey, folks, we're talking to Jared, who's organising location here in Raglan. Let's just quickly remind people, the main street's closing at 10 o'clock. The roads around the mountain and over in Tauco, they're already closed. But if you want to get... Can you go in at lunchtime and there's a chance to find a spot, or...?
So the road opens, but technically there are still restrictions around where you can go during that day. But obviously, the main street, as you just said, closes at 10. Look, it opens at 6, but equally, you know, that's based on the fact that the last car is still around. So, look, there might be a little bit of flexibility in that, but the rules are, at the moment, 10 till 6 for the main street.
Yeah. Okay, and what time can people, if they want to see the cars, they're doing around lunch, aren't they? Tell us the time.
Really from sort of 12:30 onwards, I would be coming in. You'll see the first car come through sort of towards 1:45, 10 to 1. Again, based on everything going all right, we've had no cars go off or any other problems or any other issues. And then the cars will be here for, they've got a 40-minute stop. So they'll be parked up in the main street for you to come and have a look at. You know, talk to the drivers, talk to the people. You know, they'll tell you lots about their cars and things like that. And then 40 minutes later, they're off. They do a quick tyre change in Wainui Street, and then they're gone. And then that's them gone for the day.
Well, I have the opportunity. We've got bumper stickers for the radio station to slip some on the cars while they're waiting.
I'd just ask.
You actually think that would be possible? I thought that's usually so covered in advertising logos that it wouldn't really be possible.
I tell you what, they probably are. You're probably absolutely right. But hey, look, anything's worth an ask, right?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Correct.
Hey, Jared, thanks heaps for popping in. And no worries. I presume you've got more to do once you get back out there.